We can blame Mother Nature, I suppose. Gladstone manager Justin Urich is with you. First, Justin, talk about your guys today. Jared Crow, boy.
Yeah, Crow threw lights out for us today. He did exactly what we always expect out of Crow because he's always consistent and does exactly what we hope for him to do.
Obviously, you've seen Marquette a lot, so you knew what pitches to call. But and Crow was so good with that that lefty curveball, and Marquette just didn't have a chance, really.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they had, you know, playing them multiple times, you know, knowing what they have, and Crow being able to execute pitches, you know, as or on cue, you know, really helps. So,
all right, couldn't get the bunt down early in the game, Gus. I know that's you guys bunt a lot, and nobody is surprised by that. Some days it works, some days it doesn't, huh?
Yeah, that's just it. You know, if it works, you look like a genius, and if it doesn't, you look like an idiot. But you know, today it didn't work, but it didn't hurt us, you know, bad enough to where it was an issue, I guess.
Nice to get Cavadeus' bat going in that 7-hole. Cody in the 6-hole with 4 hits in the game, eh?
Yep. And we know, you know, we knew all season, Cody, this is what Cody's capable of, is, you know, lighting it up and hitting for a high average and hitting the ball hard and far. So, you know, it's good to see that, you know, he's starting to peak come tournament time.
All right. So everybody's asking, probably thinking, all right, Jack, just come right out and ask him the question that everybody's thinking here is, okay, Bark River, by the rules, cannot be forced to play 3 games today, and they, because of the rain on Thursday, they had to play one this morning, and so they've chosen not. So what does the Gladstone Indian team think about all this?
Well, it is what it is. You know, like you said, you can't force them to play it, but, you know, that was kind of our intention yesterday, playing the, you know, finishing that Menominee game in the morning and then playing the 2 later on in the day, you know, playing, you know, 17 to 18 and a half innings of baseball yesterday was so that we could avoid going into Sunday at all costs. But, you know, it's their choice, and, you know, they got to make calls that they think's best for their team.
All right, well, maybe your guys will be fired up a little bit for that because I know they won against you yesterday, and they played very well, and I know you guys want that trophy.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this kind of, with them being so ready to play today and everything else, I think this is going to kind of light a fire under them for tomorrow.
All right, well, best of luck to you tomorrow. Ron Plum will be there to broadcast. I'll be heading downstate. The girls won again today, so I'm heading down with to Jackson. I will see you in Menominee, though.
All right, that sounds good.
Hey, we're back. I mean, even if things don't go well tomorrow, I'll be listening. I'll be downstate. I'll be sitting there with my phone. Well, this phone won't do it, but I'll borrow someone else's. I'll be listening to Ron's broadcast.
There you go. Sounds good.
All right, Gus, shout-outs for your team.
Yeah, you know, our team's been playing great. So, you know, give it to all of our team, and then all of our supporters. You know, we have a lot of local support and everything else, and, you know, a lot of support from a distance from those that can't make it too. So thanks to all those that support Gladstone Indians baseball.
All right, Gus, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, and he's getting phone calls here. And so we're going to sign off.